Next item, 249, please.
Appoint Anjanae Brown, Lorena Nascimento, and Megan Van DeMark, and reappoint Greg Everhart, Brian French, Barbara Hollenbeck, and Damon Schross to the Portland Urban Forestry Commission for terms to expire February 28, 2022.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm very pleased to see the new perspectives that will be added to the Commission with these three new appointees. Unfortunately, all of them had work obligations, so they weren't able to be here. And I certainly appreciate them volunteering their time on this very important Commission. Jen Cairo, the city forester, is here to talk about the appointments.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Good morning, Mayor and other commissioners. Again, I'm Jen Cairo, the City Forester and the Urban Forestry Division Manager. And what I'm bringing to you today is some potential appointments to our Urban Forestry Commission. So the Urban Forestry Commission is a resident advisory body to the City Forester, the Director of Parks, and the Commissioner in Charge of Parks. And their duties pertain to policies around urban forest management, advising us on our forest budget, hearing appeals of certain types of permits and deciding those, and also nominating trees for the heritage tree list in the city. And the commission is intended to be broadly representative of the residents of Portland, so reflecting the people that we and they serve. And I'm happy to say that we will have, after today, if these folks are appointed, all seats filled, and we will have the most broadly representative forestry commission that we've had in 6 years. So first off, you have photographs and write-ups before you, by the way. Anjanette Brown, this is one of the three new appointees, is an outreach specialist for Oregon tradeswomen and an Oregon tradeswoman graduate herself. She has served on the leadership committee for 3 years in that organization and received an award for extensive volunteer work. She was also an instructor for the Oregon tradeswomen girls and young women programs. Her statement is that she recently completed a volunteer position with the Community Advisory Committee on Portland Parks and Recreation Urban Forestry's citywide tree planting strategy. That's how we got to know Anjanette, and she really found out about the Forestry Commission. And she found a deep connection there with her community in terms of trees and with other local tree enthusiasts, and she's looking forward to serving on the Forestry Commission with us. Lorena, the second of the new appointees, is a Brazilian forester, and she's currently a PhD student at PSU in their urban studies program. She's worked with environmental education, community gardens, geographic information systems, and sustainable development. In Brazil, she's worked with indigenous communities, extension projects, and research with renewable materials. Here in Portland, she is a teaching assistant for environmental classes at PSU and an instructor in the Portland Parks and Rec Sun Schools program. She's interested in being on the commission to further her understanding of metropolitan urban forestry policies, and also as a PhD candidate at PSU, she's looking for further forest management knowledge that she can take back to Brazil with her when she eventually goes. So the third of the new appointees is Megan Vandemark. Megan is an employee of Friends of Trees. She's a neighborhood tree specialist with them serving in Vancouver over the river and in Clark County. And she contracts part of her time to the City of Vancouver Urban Forestry and has previously worked with us in Portland Urban Forestry on our street tree inventory project. She has a master's in sustainable development, a BA in journalism and women's studies. And she's interested in serving in the Forestry Commission because she's passionate about trees and the community. And she's very interested, since she lives in Portland, in serving her local community in terms of trees, as opposed to her work, which is, of course, in Washington State.
And I believe she, memory serves, she lives in North Portland, which is an area that we didn't previously have any commissioners serving from.
Yes, and I'll point out also that Anjanette is almost from Gresham. She's from far eastern Portland, and that's an area also where we've really been looking to get some representation on the commission to bring those perspectives. So those are the three new appointees, and now I'll move to those who are being reappointed. So first of those, Greg Everhart. Greg is a landscape architect with 25 years of experience in that field, including 15 years working at Portland Parks and Recreation. She's long since retired from that. She volunteers as a master gardener and neighborhood tree steward, as well as helping with the street tree inventory and with Friends of Trees planting. She also has a leadership role in the American Society of Landscape Architects. Greg has also been very active and interested in implementation of the city's tree regulations and currently serves as the chair of the city's Heritage Tree Committee. You all have heard from Greg at least on a few occasions when she was proposing new trees to be added to the Heritage Tree List. Moving on, Brian French is also currently a commissioner, and we're looking to see him reappointed. He is a certified arborist who practices locally. He has a broad range of related certifications and specialties, especially regarding large trees and hazard tree risk assessment. He's been practicing for over 18 years, locally and abroad. He often is helping out in Hong Kong and in areas of Asia because of his special expertise. He's also the principal at Arboriculture International and co-founder and president of the nonprofit Ascending the Giants. He volunteers with Friends of Trees, Hoyt Arboretum, and also helps coordinate the annual Pacific Northwest Tree Climbing Competition. Brian currently serves on the appeals board of the Forestry Commission and brings great expertise given his commercial and nonprofit background to the commission's work. Next up is Barbara Hollenbeck. Barbara Hollenbeck retired from the Forest Service, where she managed the assistance provided by states by their urban and community forestry program for the Northwest, including Alaska. In addition, Barbara has worked with universities, colleges, nonprofits, and managed financial assistance grants and provided educational information about community tree stewardship in those states. Prior to her 20 years in that position, she also had some technical and management positions regarding on-the-ground tree and trail management. Barbara is currently the chair of our appeals board, and she's looking forward to continuing in that role and has provided excellent service to the commission. We're looking forward to having her, like Brian and Greg, continue on. So last but not least, Damon Schrosk is another potential reappointee to the commission. Damon Schrosk is the owner of Treecology, which is a local commercial tree care company. He brings years of commercial arboricultural experience and has supported tree care and stewardship activities as a volunteer for many years in many ways. Damon is a winner of the Bill Nadeau Community Awards, which we give each spring at Arbor Day. His was in 2013. And if you recall the big tree hug event that we had at the Hoyt Arboretum a few years ago, Damon was the driving force behind that. Damon currently serves on the appeals board of the Forestry Commission. He looks forward to continuing in that role, and he also helps out with the education, outreach, and heritage tree committees. That completes my presentation of the new and reappointees for your consideration. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Colleagues, any questions?
Just a comment. Thank you for the report you gave us. I love the fact that there's not only a bio but a photograph. And that you've given us all that information that's in the record. And so I really appreciate that you went that extra mile.
Thank you, Commissioner Frisch.
Very good. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Udaly. Any further questions or comments?
We'll follow Commissioner Fritz's lead, but this is an extraordinarily diverse and accomplished group of people, and I'm assuming it has the blessing of the commissioner in charge, the entire cohort.
Was personally overseeing the selection process, so yes, sir. Thank you.
Please call the roll.
Fritz, could you just, I'm completely blanking, the name of the commission chair who is retiring, the woman who was with Audubon, starts with an M.
Oh, yes. Okay. Meryl Reddish, was the executive director of Audubon for about 10 years. Her final term with the Forestry Commission expired in February, so she stepped down from the commission.
So I just wanted to acknowledge that, I've met with her on a monthly basis since I've become Parks Commissioner, so that is an unfortunate blank. Thanks to Meryl Reddish, also to Mark Bellow, who also chaired the commission. So people are stepping off and coming on as is intended by our policy of term limits, and I'm very excited about this latest group of folks who will engage with us as we have the difficult task of looking at the tree code, what needs to be fixed in it, what we can do in the interim and before we fix it, and just a whole host of different advisory capacities that the Urban Forestry Commission serves. Aye.
Fish.
Well, we should be grateful that such an accomplished group of people are willing to step up and provide service. And the annual presentation on heritage trees is one of the highlights of our calendar. So thank you for your good work. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Aye.
You daily.
Well, I'm crossing my fingers for another citywide tree-hugging event because I feel like I really missed out, and I would like to participate in that. Aye.
Wheeler.
Great panel, and I agree, Commissioner Fritz. Thank you for the presentation, the way it was laid out. I think it's excellent and helpful to the public as well. I vote aye. The reports accepted. The appointments are approved. Thank you.